left off in the middle of the discussion of the Machlokes Rameir and the Chachamim that's quoted on Ham and Beis. The opening Mishnah in Gittin requires that the Shliach L'Halacha should say Befana Nechtav, Befana Nechtam. What if he doesn't say Befana Nechtav? So the woman is not allowed to remarry. Mid the Rabbanah, she's still considered an Eshes Ish. What if she goes and she does remarry? Is the Vlada Mamzer? So Rameir says yes. He's not allowed to marry an Isha Kshera because he's a Mamzer with the Rabbana. He can't marry a Mamzeres because Menatora he's not a Mamzer. So he has very little choice. He has to marry a Gioris. A Gioris is permitted to marry Adam Kosher and she's permitted to marry a Mamzer as well. He's very restricted whom he can marry. And the Chachamim disagree. The Chachamim say that they cannot be. That's impossible. Havlad Mamzer Rabbanan, that's going too far. So what exactly is the Machlokes? So the Gemara says in Bav Mitzion Nun Hemi Beis, in the Masoras HaShas, on the left-hand margin, on Hemi Beis, the Mitzayin. In Nun Hemi Beis, the Gemara has a Machlokes Satanoim, a Zar She'ochal Truma B'Shoigeg has to give Karen B'Chaymish. What's the din of a Zar She'ochal Trumas Meiser? Trumas Maisa means Maisa and Amaisa has the same din as Truma Gdolo. Mishnayos have in Maseches Nila that there are four different Trumas that have exactly the same status. You have Truma, Bikurim, Chala, and Maisa and Amaisa. Trumas Maisa have the exact same din that if a Zar, let's say, eats a quarter of a Kazais of one, a quarter of a Kazais of another one, a quarter of a Kazais the third one, a quarter of a Kazais the fourth one, he gets Malkus. If a person eats a half a Kazais of Basa B'cholom, half a kazais of nevela, he doesn't get malchus. If you eat a half a kazais of chelav, half a kazais of dam, you don't get malchus. We pass in any surim mitzvah from zemzeh. In order to get malchus, you have to eat a kazais of one isa. But these four are considered the exact same isa. Truma gdoila, bikurim, chala, and maiser and amaiser are all truma. They all have the exact same shame truma. So the Mishnah says in above the Metziah that a Zar Shochal Truma B'Shegeg has to give Karen B'Chaymish. Doesn't only apply to Truma, it applies to Bikurim, it applies to Chala, and applies to Maisa Mena Maisa. What about Maisa Mena Maisa of Demai? What would be the din there? There is no Truma by Demai because the Gemara tells us in the end of Sota when the Tanoim instituted the whole Chumra, the Rabbanon of Truma, because they saw that there's a Miuta, the Miuta of Ami Haaretz, who are mezalzal on hafrashas maisris, but they saw that they're all very careful about hafrashas truma. No one was mezalzal on hafrashas truma. Hafrashas maisris, there was a miyuta, the miyuta who were mezalzal. Even Rav Meir, the chayish lemiyuta, he doesn't hold that the hafrashas maisris from demai is mikra din based on chayishina lemiyuta. Rav Meir chayish lemiyuta. That's what Tosafot writes in the end of Yevamos. Even Rav Meir agrees that Hafrashas Maisris and Demai is only a Chumim with the Rabbanon, you have a load of Kulas. Because of the fact that Demai is only a Chumim, you have many, many Kulas. So the Mishnah never talks about a Zar Shochal Truma Gedoilo Shel Demai. It doesn't exist. There is no Truma Gedoilo Shel Demai. The Mishnah talks about a Zar Shochal Truma Maisris Shel Demai because the Ami Ha'aret, some of them were not Marfish Maiser, so the Melech, nobody was Marfish Maiser when I'm Maiser. So when a chaver purchases the demai from an amoros, he has to be mafresh ma'aser rishon, ma'aser sheni, and from the ma'aser rishon he has to take out the ma'aser man ma'aser and give it to the kohen. Sell it to the kohen. Doesn't have to give it. He can sell it to the kohen. Doesn't have to give it. The Gemara talks about that. Can you say hamotzi ma'chaver all of haraya? Safik yisur lechumros. You have to be mafresh the ma'aser rishon with the ma'aser sheni with the ma'aser man ma'aser. But Safik Bamayna Lakula, you should really say Motzim Machaber El Haraisa. He has to be Mafrish Meiser to take off the Yisa Tevel. Does he have to give away the Meiser? You should say Motzim Machaber El Haraisa. Doesn't have to give it away. So what's the din of Meiser Mena Meiser? So the Gemara has a discussion of that. You say Motzim Machaber El Haraisa and the Meiser Mena Meiser also. But so what's the din of Azar? What's the din of Azar She'ochal Shumas Meiser Shel Demai? B'Shege. So the Mishnah says he's Meiser Chaimish. So the Gemara says that's a Stam Mishnah Reb Meir, and the Chachamim would disagree. The same Chachamim who disagree with this Reb Meir would disagree with the Shitasam over there. Reb Meir the Shitasam and the Rabbanu the Shitasam. How is that the Shitasam? What do they have? What do the two cases have in common? So we suggested a Pshat yesterday that Havlad Mamzer is a function of having violated the Nisa Gili Arais. Gili Arais is when is Havlad Mamzer? When is the Vlad Mamzer? So you learn Yevamas, Daf Mem Tes. The Gemara has quite a few opinions, four or five different opinions. How do you determine when the Vlad is a Mamzer? So the Mishnah says there in Yevamas, Daf Mem Tes, that the din is like Shimon Atemani. And Taisus endorses the Mishnah. We pass like Shimon Atemani. What do you need Taisus endorsement for? So Taisus says, Ein lemeidim halacha mipi Mishnah. Just because the Mishnah says halacha kishimen atemani doesn't necessarily mean that we follow that, but it happens over here that we do follow it, because there arise from the Gemara that we do pass like shimen atemani. What's shimen atemani's opinion? That havlad mamzer is only if the vlad was noila from chavi krisis. In other words, chavi krisis is gili arayis, that you say horik bal yavar. Chavi lavin is not gili arayis. Chavi lavin is at least a bia bialmo. You don't say horik bal yavar. That says Rabbi Kibegi quotes that in Yoredei simikuf nun zayin. The siman about Yehorik Val Yavar. So the Shach writes that you don't apply Yehorik Val Yavar to an Issa de Rabbanon. Let's say Shnias La Rais. Shnias La Rais is only an Issa de Rabbanon. Shlomo HaMelech was Geiz of Shnias La Rais. In our Torah, you're permitted to marry your grandmother if someone has a desire to do so, and it's only forbidden with the Rabbanon. Shlomo HaMelech was Geiz of Shnias La Rais. A whole list of relatives that are Rasim of the Rabbanon.
What's the happening with the Yavar on?
Because Shlomo HaMelech was geizer that these are arayis mid the rabbanon. So just like there's Yehorik Val Yavar on arayis the raisa, Shnias l'arayis is gili arayis mid the rabbanon. So the Shach says you don't. The Shach says he quotes earlier Achrenim that you don't say Yehorik Val Yavar on Shnias. Then Rabbi Kivega points out on the bottom of the page there. Not only do you not say Yehorik Val Yavar on Shnias l'arayis, you don't even say Yehorik Val Yavar on Nisa the raisa if it's a chayvi lavin. It's not a kasha against the Shach. That's what Moshe Feinstein writes in his Jubas. There would have been a stronger Hava Mina by Shnias La'Rais than by Chayv Elavin, because by Shnias La'Rais it's an Erev Midir Rabbanon. The guys are Shnias La'Rais. The Rambam lists off in Hilchas Yisurbi, he lists off in descending order of importance. He says, there's an Issa De'Rais of Arais, Chayv Krisis. Then you have Shnias La'Rais. Then you have Chayv Elavin. Then you have Chayv Elavin by Kohanim. So going down in descending order, so Shnias La'Rais is Mochomer than Chayv Elavin. They would have thought that Shnias La'Rais are Rais Midir Rabbanon, Yehorik Val Yavar. So the Shach says there's no Yehorik Val Yavar on that. Then Rabbi Kivege quotes some other sources. I think Rabbi Eliyahu Mizrahi, he quotes his Truvas, that you don't say Yehorik Val Yavar on Chayv Elavin because it's not Gili Arayis. We had a discussion where they say Yehorik Val Yavar on Nidah, but the Nidah Labailo is Gili Arayis, or it's just an Issa Bia Bialma. That's a machlokes harishanim, beferish a machlokes harishanim. So the determining, yesterday we said the simple pshat, in the Gemara and Bav Metzion, and hey, the determining factor to determine whether the vlad is a mamzer is, has the person violated an issa gili arayis? Issa gili arayis, according to Shimon HaTemani, in the Mishnah Mem Tesam and Aleph and Yevamos, depends on an issa koreis. So if a woman got a get that's kosher min hatorah, it's no good midir rabbanon, because the shaliach la'ilacha failed to say. If on an echtav, so you can't say if she's going to marry someone else, it's going to be an isa karis. It's only an aver de rabbanon. Min hatorah, she is a grusha. She is allowed to remarry. Midir rabbanon, she's not allowed to remarry. So the Gemara says later in Gittin, karis midivrei meiko. There's no such thing as karis midir rabbanon. You can make an isa de rabbanon, but you can't say there's an isa karis midir rabbanon. So if there's no isakare, so then you should say the vlad should not be a mamzer. So the rabbanon make more sense. So why does Rav Meir say yotzi ba vlad mamzer? No, mid the rabbanon they were geizer that she has the status like an eishes ish, and an eishes ish has kare. So mid the rabbanon we act as if there's kare. So that's the machlekes of Meir and the rabbanon. So then it fits in over there also in Bava Metzia, because the Gemara says in Masechus Shabbos on Daf Ein Beis that the halacha that requires a zar she'ochal, a zar means a non koyin. A zar she'ochal truma b'shogeg has to give care in the chaimesh is in order to obtain a kapara. That's how Tosis claims. Tosis says that there are three types of tashlumin. There's mamon, there's knas, and there's tashlumi kapara. So in order to obtain a kapara for having violated the avera shezdona misa b'dei shamayim, a zar she'ochal truma b'meizid is misa b'dei shamayim. So a zar she'ochal truma b'shogeg needs a kapara. The Gemara gives a mashal, just like a person violates an aver b'shogeg, which if he would have done it b'meizid, there would have been kares. If he violates aver b'shogeg, he has to bring a korban chatos. So chatos b'shogeg is to kares b'meizid, but chaymesh is b'shogeg to misa b'dei shamayim b'meizid. So that's only by medvar mamurim. It only makes sense that the zar shachal truma b'shagig should be meisiv chaimish if it's truma deraisa. So if a zar would eat it b'meisiv, there would have been meisiv deshamayim. Right? Just like the Gemara says later in Hanizokin, there's no koris midivrein. So there's no meisiv deshamayim midivrein. They can't invent meisiv deshamayim from thin air. The Rabbanim don't control the Bezen Shamayla. They're not going to give Misa Deshamayim because the Bezen Shalmata decided that they want to make an Isur of Chuma on this. So that's why the Rabbanim say that Azar She'ochal Chumas Maisa Shal Demai, but not the Maisiv Chaymish, just like over here. Habol Eshishish is the Vlad is a Mamzer if the Eshishish has Chorus. If the Eshishish doesn't have any Chorus, it won't be a Vlad Mamzer. So the Rabbanim, you understand. And Rav Meir is the same Rav Meir says that since when the Rabbanu they declared that that's considered truma, even though this truma happens only to be truma with the Rabbanu, so there can't be any punishment on Misa B'dei Shamayim, but on the level of the Rabbanu it's considered like truma, that truma deraisa is Misa B'dei Shamayim. So we can understand why the Gemara made a comparison. That's the Gemara in Bava Metzia Nun Hei Mevei. Yeah, this comparison is a good pshat. If you assume that that's what determines mamzeris, that mamzeris is a function of having violated an isa kares, of lad that's noilad from an isa kares, a boal arayis is an isa kares, because the isa is so chomer, so that's why the vlad is a mamzer. This, however, is a question. Let's say a woman is artificially, an eshesish is artificially inseminated from somebody other than her husband. So Rav Moshe Feinstein writes, he can't say that the man violated Baal Eshesish. That's not a Maisa Bia. So the Pashto says they didn't violate an Isa Gilei Arayis. Will a Vlad be a Mamza? Rav Yosef Engel writes in his Sefer, he thinks that yes, the Vlad will be a Mamza. Why not? Rav Moshe Feinstein Paskin is not so. The Vlad is not a Mamza. Okay, we'll get to that in a minute. But Rav Yosef Engel raises the possibility that the Vlad will be a Mamza. How can you have a Mamza without having violated the Isa of Gilei Arayis? Isn't it against the Gemara? Rabbi Yosef Engel refers you to a Tesis, the end of the first Perek in Yevamos. A Tesis has two opinions. Is it possible to have a Vlad Mamzer when no Avera was violated at all? No Avera deraisa, only an Avera derabon. Is it possible to have a Mamzer deraisa when no Avera was violated? So Tesis has two opinions. And then they say, Harisha Nira Iker. They like the first sheet better. The last Amid base in the first Perek in Yevamos. Tesis writes, they think the first shita makes more sense. The first shita was that it is possible to have a vlad mamzer even though no avera was violated. So what in the world is the definition of mamzer? So the answer is definition of mamzer, the Rishonim say. Later in the Masechta, Mem Hei, definition of mamzer has nothing to do with having violated an avera. The different Rishonim have different girsas in the Gemara. So some of the Rishonim say the definition of mamzer is the Ibn Ezra and Chumash writes. What does the word mamzer mean? He says it's a hybrid word me'ein zar, that the father and the mother were strangers to each other. Not that they weren't married to each other. A child born out of wedlock is not a mamzer. But me'ein zar means a strange mother, that the father and the mother couldn't have had tefisas kiddushin even if they tried. Let's say habol eshesish. So Abual Eshesish, they couldn't have had Tfisis Kiddushin even if they tried. Abual Achoso, Abual Imam, Abual Bito, Bayuol Achabi Krisis, since Ein Kiddushin Tovsin, so that's the reason why the Vlad is Mamzer. The Vlad has a father and a mother who couldn't have possibly had a Tfisis Kiddushin with each other, so that's called Me'ein Zar. Rabbi Yosef Engel says he can conceive of a possibility. He thinks that that's the din. That if you artificially inseminate a woman who's married from someone other than her own husband, he says that the child is related to the father and the child is related to the mother, and the father and the mother couldn't have had a tefisas kiddushin with each other. So that because the woman is an eshesish, she's married to someone else. So he thinks that that can be a mamza. One can argue with Rabbi Yosef Engel and say that the vlad will not be a mamzer for different reasons. You could say that the vlad is only misyaches after the father. If there was a normal conception, you can say if a vlad is born through artificial insemination, maybe the vlad is not misyaches after the father. The vlad is misyaches after the mother for sure. It's her egg, and she's carrying the baby for 9 months. If they take an egg from a different woman, and this woman carries it for 9 months, so that's the big shaila. How do you determine who is considered the mother? Well, it depends on the genetic mother, it depends on the mother who's carrying the baby. But let's say you have a normal woman, it's her egg, and she carried the baby for 9 months. So for sure, we know that she's the mother. How do you determine the father? The father's running around. How do you determine who's the father? So do you determine fatherhood based on the fact that it's his zera, genetic father is the father? Or do you say no, he's only considered the father if the conception was in a normal fashion? So let's say you have a husband and a wife are married together. The husband is a kohen or a levi. And they can't have children without the assistance of a doctor. And they have to perform artificial insemination from the husband to his own wife. So there were many poskim who are of the opinion that the child will not be a kohen, the child will not be a levi. The child is not mesiachas after the father. Why? Because the Beis Shmuel and Eben Ezra, in the end of Siman Aleph, quotes Rishonim who say like that. That whenever, let's say, if a woman became pregnant, from Zerah, from someone other than her own husband, and it wasn't Derech Tashmish, so there's no issue of a brother marrying a sister, that Vlad is not Mesiachas after the father, there's only Mesiachas after the mother, there's no father Alpidin. The thing is that the Beis Shmuel is quoting the Rabbeinu Peretz, who makes this comment to Hagos on the Smak by the Rabbeinu Peretz. Balotosis, he's talking about a situation where the woman was accidentally in the Sabra Bambati. A woman went to swimming and there was zera from a man there, if such a thing is medically possible. Today they say that it's impossible, but the Rishonim talk about such a far-fetched possibility. The woman became the Sabra Bambati. So one could argue the point and say that's when she became pregnant accidentally. What if they took the zera ha'ish and they on purpose introduced it into the Gufa Isha? So maybe then, for sure, the Vlad will be Mesiachas after the father. So that's a room to pilpul. Rabbi Yosef Engel doesn't see that there's any difference. He talks about artificial insemination. So he thinks that that the Vlad will still be a mamzer.
If Yosef Engel was right, why, how come the Gemara didn't speak? The Gemara says that when we have a mikveh, we have to clean it for the women, because if not, it could be Zera there and they could be Mizabo. Why did the Gemara say that in a case where...
The Gemara never talks about cleaning a mikveh. The Achrayim talk about cleaning a mikveh. The Gemara never talks about cleaning a mikveh. You have to clean a mikveh? Okay. Why not? So one can argue the point and say, you see, the Gemara says in Yevamos on Daf Mem Hey, Akam Habal Bas Yisrael, the Vlad is not a mamza. Why not? But the Akum and the Jewish woman couldn't have had Tvisis Kiddushin with each other. Isn't that what determines that the Vlad is considered a mamza? Whenever the father and the mother, whenever the child has a father and a mother who couldn't have had a Tvisis Kiddushin with each other, that's Habal Eshisish, Habal Lima, Habal Bita, Habal Achoso. Why is the Vlad a mamza? Because in all the heavy creases, Ein Kiddushin Tovsin. And whenever it's Ein Kiddushin Tovsin, so the Vlad has a father and a mother who couldn't have had Tvisis Kiddushin with each other. So why not say the same by Akam Habal Bas Yisrael? There couldn't have been any Tvisis Kiddushin. So the Gemara gives an answer why the Vlad is not a mamza. So there are two girsas. The girsa that's printed in the Vilna Shas, in the normal edition, and then the Rashba quotes a different girsa from the Gaon. So the girsa that's printed in our Gemara says like this. When do you say that the E Tvisis Kiddushin, the impossibility of having Tvisis Kiddushin, serves as an indicator that it's such a Nisa Chamor, that's only Abual Eshishish, Baalim, Abual Bito, Abual Achoso. The man and the woman, each one could have had Tvisis Kiddushin with someone else. Just with each other, they can't have Tvisis Kiddushin because she's an Eshishish, or she's married to her husband, or there's no Tvisis Kiddushin because it's Imo Bito Achoso. But if it's an Akum, the Akum does not have Tvisis Kiddushin with anybody, any Jewish person. He only has issues with a Nochris. He can't have issues with any Jewish person. So the fact that there's impossibility of Tvisis Kiddushin, Tvisis issues between the Nochri and the Israelis, cannot serve, that's argues in the Gemara, cannot serve as an indication that it's such an Issachomer. It's not such an Issachomer like an Issachoris. There's no Tvisis Kiddushin because it's an Akum with the Israelis, that's why. So that Girsa is working on the assumption that the Vlad Mamzer is a function of the father and the mother having violated the Nisa Chomer, and Tvisis Kiddushin, impossibility, Tvisis Kiddushin is the similar Dover that it's an Nisa Chomer, and if the Akum is Baal Bas Yisrael, the Tvisis Kiddushin does not indicate how Chomer the Isa is. It's an Isa, but it's not that Isa Chomer, not that much of an Isa Chomer. The Ramon Yeridei, it paskins like the Ramban and Sanhedrin and the Afayin Dalet, that a Jewish woman living with a non-Jewish man is not Yoharek Bal Yavar. It's not considered Gili Arayis, and it's not Yoharek Bal Yavar. It's an Isalav, like a Kohen Begrusha, Yisrael B'Mamzeres. But it's not considered Sochama like Yoharek, like Arayis, that you should say Yoharek Bal Yavar. So that's the Girsa that it says in our editions of the Gemara, that Mamzeres is a function of having violated an Isachama. Then the Rashba has a different girsa, that the reason why the Vlad is not a mamzer by Yakim Habal Bas Yisrael is because, what's the definition of a mamzer? A child has a father and a mother who couldn't have had Tfisis Kedushin with each other, may aim zar. But over here, the child does not have any father. The child has a mother, mother's Jewish, so the child is Jewish. Child is Jewish, so how can it be related to a non-Jew? There's no kurva between a Jew and a non-Jew. Let's say there's a father and a son, and the son converts to become Jewish. The minute the son converts to become Jewish, we say Gershon is guy Kikot and Chanel Dom is not related to the father anymore. He doesn't Yarshan the father min HaTorah, only made the Rabban. Why do you say Gershon is guy Kikot and Chanel Dom? He said the Pashtus is because one is Jewish, one is not Jewish. How can you have a kurva between a Jew and a non-Jew? That's what we learn now from a pasuk. There's no tvisas issues between a Jewish man and a non-Jewish woman, or between a Jewish woman and a non-Jewish man. There's no kurva at all. You can't have any kurva between a Jew and a non-Jew. So not only is it true if you have a gershon is gayer, kukot and shenol adam, he can't be related to his former relatives, because he can't have a relationship, he can't have any kurva between Jews and non-Jews. Even if the child was born like that, nobody converted. The father is not Jewish and the mother is Jewish. So because of the fact the mother is Jewish, the child is Jewish. Child is Jewish, how can you say he's related to the father? Father is not Jewish. So genetically, that's his father. Genetically, he is his father. But Al-Pidin, it's an immaculate conception. It's not considered his father. He only has a mother, he doesn't have a father. A Catholic woman who converted told me that that's not what it means, immaculate conception. Okay. But by Jews, that's the way the Jews think like that. Immaculate conception means that there's a mother and there's no father. Sure. So that's what you have. By Akam Habal Mas Yisrael, you have a mother. The Vlad is Mesach is after the mother because the child is Jewish, because the mother is Jewish. So the child and the mother are craven, mother and the son. And the child can't be related to the father because the father is not Jewish. You can't have any kurva between a Jew and a non-Jew. So that's the girsa that the Rashba quotes on Daf Mem Hei Beis in Yevamos. That you cannot consider the Vlad and Mamza by Akam Habal Bas Yisrael, even if the woman is an Eishes Ish. The Gemara says, even if the woman is an Eishes Ish, not only Pnuya. Why? Because the definition of a mamzer is a child who's related to a child who has a father and a mother who couldn't have had tefisa kedushin with each other. This child doesn't have any kurva to any father. He only has a kurva to a mother. So one could say that if the woman had artificial, a married woman has artificial insemination from someone other than her husband, you can say that the vlad is not a mamzer. Like Rav Moshe Feinstein paskins, you can say, Rav Moshe Feinstein says, how can it be mamzeres? They didn't violate any aver. That's muskel rishon. It's impossible to declare that the child is mamzer, they didn't violate an aver. Rav Moshe doesn't say that, but people say that in the name of Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe doesn't say that. So that's not correct. Rabbi Yosef Engel quotes the Taisus at the end of the first parak in Yevamos. Taisus says, well, rishon nirika, they think the first opinion that they suggested, they had two opinions. First opinion they suggested is more correct, that it's possible to create mamzeris even though there's hetagomer min HaTorah. So why does Rav Moshe say that the vlad is not a mamzer by artificial insemination? He has a different assumption. He says he cannot create mamzeris unless he did a maisa biya. Why should that be so? So Rav Moshe doesn't explain. He just postulates such a claim. So Rav Yosef Engel is not so convinced of that. Rav Yosef Engel writes that he thinks that by artificial insemination the vlad will be a mamzer. There's room to argue with Rabbi Yosef Engel and say that the Vlad will not be a mamzer because he has no father al-Pidin. Maybe the Vlad is only misachas after the father if the conception was a normal one. Whenever it's a different form, artificial insemination, one can argue the point and say the Vlad is not misachas after the father. And even the Poskim who said that artificial insemination, the Vlad is misachas after the mother, since Eliezer writes like this and others write, but they think if it's IVF, then they think for sure it's not Misachas after the father. That's even less. It's not Misachas after the father.
What is the tzir of the patients? That's the issue. Has to be also without a
pardon me?
Without a masibir. What
No, Tosis talks about a case, Akam HaBoal, Rabbi Akiva's opinion is, the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Akiva, we don't pass like Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva holds, Akam Yevet HaBoal Bas Yisrael, the Vlad is a Mamzer. So Tosis says, how can it be a Vlad Mamzer? Akam HaBoal Bas Yisrael, a lot of times the Yisr is only with the Rabbanon. If it's Bifra Hesye, so it's Kanoim Poigim Boy. If it's Bitzine, so it's only, and it's not from the Zainumis, so the Yisr is only with the Rabbanon. Tosis says, Bishleime Eved HaBoal Bas Yisrael, that you have a Pasik, Lo Yeh Kodesh V'lo Siyeh Kadesh, so the Targum Onkelos says, that Pasik teaches us that an Eved is not permitted to live with a Bas Yisrael, and a Shivcha is not permitted with a Jewish man. But if you have an Akma HaBoal Bas Yisrael, so Tosis says many times, the whole Yisr belong to being Yisr the Rabbanon. So how can you have Avlad Mamzer? So the first suggestion they give is, despite the fact that there's no Aveira, the Vlad will still be a Mamzer min HaTorah, because there's no Tfisis Kiddushin with each other. Rabbi Kiva holds, whenever there's no Tfisis Kiddushin, the Vlad is a Mamzer. And then the second suggestion they give is, you're right, by Akam HaBoal Bas Yisrael, half the time it'll only be a Mamzer min HaRabbanon. The Gemara puts together, Akam the Eved HaBoal Bas Yisrael, it's not the B'chad HaMachta. The Eved HaBoal Bas Yisrael will be a Mamzer min HaTorah, and the Akam HaBoal Bas Yisrael will only sometimes only be a Mamzer min HaRabbanon, whenever the Aver is only Aver the HaRabbanon. And Tosis writes, Harisha Nireika, we think the first suggestion we gave is more correct, that Mamzeris is not a function of having violated an Aver. Even if it's Behet HaGomor, the Vlad will still be a Mamzer. So it happens that Tosis is talking within Rabbi Akiva. So maybe we don't paskin anything like Rabbi Akiva, but Rabbi Yosef Engel doesn't see that there's room to distinguish. Rabbi Yosef Engel doesn't see that that should be crucial. He thinks just like the two opinions in Tosis, and Tosis thinks Harish and Nirike, you could have the same two opinions, halacha lemaisa, the way we paskin. We don't go so far, we're not so machma like Rabbi Akiva, but it's possible to have, let's say, an eshesish, we'll have artificial insemination. Rabbi Yosef Engel can conceive of the idea of saying he thinks that la'alocha, the child will be a mamzer. One can argue and say the vlad is not mesiachas after the father in artificial insemination. So it's like an akam habal bas yisrael, the way the Rashba had the gir sandaf memhei and yibamas, that it can't be a vlad mamzer. There is no father alpidin. Genetically there's a father. There's always a father and a mother, but alpidin, the vlad is not mesiachas after the father. Maybe that's why it's not a mamzer. Well, according to us also, it won't make the child a mamzer. Maybe it's an akam habo'al. Let's say they take a test and they see that the husband of the woman is not the father of the child. So it's someone other than the husband. So what are the odds that it's a Jewish man or a non-Jewish man? So most of the people in New York City are non-Jewish. Unless the woman, the Eishesish, is such a frume that she would never go to bed with a non-Jew. How frum can she be ready? You gotta interview her to find out exactly how frum she is. You go bus a rive, and rive possibilities would be a nachri. If a rive are nachri, so the vlad is not a mamzi.
If a couple were having a problem conceiving and they got artificial insemination, they were married from couple, so the child would, they wouldn't have status as well.
That's the question. So years ago, when they're first doing this in Eretz Yisrael, so many Rabbanim were of the opinion that that artificial insemination, the vlad is not mesiachas after the father. Rav Shlomo Zalman told people specifically that they should do that, and there's no problem when the children can duchen, that the children will be kohanim. That was his opinion. Okay, not everybody agreed. And then, and even the Tzitz Eliezer, who also agreed to that, he thought that artificial insemination, the vlad is mesiachas after the donor, but he thought in vitro fertilization is less, that the vlad is not mesiachas after the donor.
And that also, if you don't care for pru ragu, like if the vlad is not mesiachas after the father, you say it's pru
ragu? I'll be pashtus. The only thing is that it's possible to split. The Gemara has a klal, mishpacha sav kriya mishpacha, mishpacha seim eni kriya mishpacha. What do you mean? That no one is related to the relatives from his mother's side? There are arayas. You're not allowed to marry your mother's sister, your mother's a whole bunch of relatives from the mother's side. So how can it be mishpachas emenik and mishpachas? So the answer is that the Minchas Chinuch points out on the mitzvah Pirei Rivya, there are two types of kurva. There's a kurva of sher basar, and there's a kurva of mishpacha. So the Gemara says, for the purposes of Yerusha, it says only the Bnei HaMishpacha get the Yerusha. The Mishpachta B'Yara Shoysa. The Bnei HaMishpacha gets. So from the mother's side, Mishpacha Seimeniko Mishpacha, there's never any Yerusha from the mother's side. But as far as Arias is concerned, Ishi Shil Kol Sher B'Sar L'Sikavu L'Gal L'Sarva. There it says a term of Sher B'Sar. It doesn't use the terminology of Mishpacha. So there's room perhaps to distinguish and say that maybe by artificial insemination, maybe you have one type of kurva, you won't have the other type of kurva. So maybe Benegeh to some dinim, he will be related to the biological father, to the genetic father, and maybe to other dinim he won't be related. There's room to split between the two. In the end of Simen Aleph, they talk about it. Is it possible to say, if the woman was Nisabra Bambati, is it possible to say that they're not brother and sister, they're not Sher Basar, but the man will be Yetzir Piri V'Rivi? Is there room to split between the two, or not? So at the end of Simen Aleph, they Shmuel and the others talk about that. No. We don't interpret the pasuk like that. The Gemara says, "Ein amiki yetsim de pshuto," applies to the whole chumash except for that pasuk. That pasuk is not to be taken literally. The Gemara says it's irrelevant. The Gemara says that it's kind of when he does the yibum, it's kind of betchilas bia. You know, betchilas bia is not right to become pregnant. No.
The Gemara
There is a Maisa Bia. But it's just she's still a Psula. He didn't break the Psula. In Sabra Bambati there was no Maisa Bia at all. It was less. So these are the two girsas that we have in the Gemara in Yevamos on Dachum Hei. The Gemara says we pass from Laloch against Rebbe Akiva. Akiva holds that Akum V'Eber HaBol B'Asisol HaVlad Mamzer. When you have such a mixed marriage, the mother's Jewish, the child is Jewish, and the father's an Orchid, so the child is a Mamzer, and we don't accept Rabbi Akiva's opinion. So the Gemara says, why not? So the Girsa that it says in our Gemara says that they haven't violated Gili Arayis. And even though the woman is an Eshes Ish, it's not Gili Arayis, the woman is an Eshes Ish, the Gemara says no. Since the Nochri is Lo Tafsi Kiddushin, Lo Ledidov, Lo Lachrini, the Nochri does not feast Kiddushin with any Jewish woman, so that's not the same chomer ho'iser as regular eishes ish as insul. So since it's not a violation of the serious avera gili arayis, so that's why the vlad is not a mamzer. Masheni came the Rashbo quotes the girsas hagonim totally different. That the reason why the vlad is not a mamzer is because akum habal bas Yisrael, the vlad can't pay misyachas after him. The child is going to be Jewish because the mother's Jewish. The father's a nachri, so you can't have any kurva between a Jewish person and a non-Jewish person. Salpidin, the child only has a mother, he doesn't have a father. Sometimes you have a yosem, the father died before the child was born. But it's still misyachas after the father. But over here, it's worse than a yosem. The father's alive and he's not related to the father. You can't have any yachas, you can't have any kurva between a nochri and the Yisrael. That's exactly the basis of the din of Gershon is God cut and shenol adam. Once he converts, he's Jewish. So you can't have a kurva between a Jewish person and a non-Jewish person. So that is according to that definition of mamzeris, that mamzeris is a function of itvis kiddushin. That's all. Not that the itvis kiddushin is an indication of the chaim haver. If you say it's an indication of the chaim haver, then we understand the machlokes from Meir and the Chachamim in the case where the shlich la'ilocha didn't say b'fan anechta b'fan anechta. It's only an isa de rabbanon. So how can you say that there's an isa kores? You can't call a gili arayis. It's only an isa de rabbanon. But a mayor insists, no, but with the Rabbanon she's an Eshishish, and a normal Eshishish does have a Chaymer HaIsr of Gilei Arayis. And with the Rabbanon you treat it as if it's Gilei Arayis, as if it were an Isachom. So we understand the Machlegs. But according to the other Girsa Sagonim, that you can have Mamzeris with the Hethagomer. It's possible Tabam Zeres without having violated any Avera at all. Forget about a Nisa Choma. So what's the Machlekes Ameh and the Rabbanon over here? So perhaps the answer is along the same lines. Kemat the same Mahalach. What's the definition of Mamzeris when the child has a father and a mother who couldn't have had a Tfisis Kiddushin with each other? So over here, what's the story? Minatora, they can have Tfisis Kiddushin with each other. The woman is divorced Minatora from the first husband. The Shlich Lailacha failed to say b'fananechtam by get Shehevi mi Medina Sayyam. So Minatora, the woman is permitted to remarry. She can have Tfisis Kiddushin with the second husband. She has. She has Tfisis Kiddushin with the second husband. With the Rabbanon, we say, since the Shliach Lailocha didn't say Befana Nechtav, so the woman is an Eishes Ish, so with the Rabbanon, ain't Kiddushin Topsin with the second husband. But Menatora, it is Kiddushin Topsin. So it's right to the same issue. Menatora, it is Kiddushin Topsin. So the Rabbanon say, how can you say with the Rabbanon, it's ain't Kiddushin Topsin? No, ain't Kiddushin Topsin is usually a function of being an Issachomer. Here it's not Gili Arayis. So you can't say ain't Kiddushin Topsin. Once you say Kiddushin Atovsin, so the Vlad is not a Mamzer. And Reb Meir says, no. With the Rabbanon, we act as if it's Enki Dushin Tovsin. On the level of the Rabbanon, we say Enki Dushin Tovsin. So it should be a Mamzer with the Rabbanon. So it boils down to Kemat, the same thing. That's the Machlag, Zamer and the Rabbanon. You have a Din, which is only a Chumra with the Rabbanon. So you can't say with the Rabbanon that there's Misa V'dei Shamayim by Chuma the Rabbanon. Zav Shachot Chuma the Rabbanon. I can say Misa V'dei Shamayim. You can't say that this Kuris. You can't say that it's Ein Kiddushin Tovsin. On the level of the Rais, it is Kiddushin Tovsin. Does it make sense to say, no, but Midirabbanon, we declare there is an Eishes Ish, so Midirabbanon is going to be Ein Kiddushin Tovsin. And our Torah will be, yes, Kiddushin Tovsin, but Midirabbanon, we declare that it's Ein Kiddushin Tovsin. Rameir says, yeah, Midirabbanon, we say Ein Kiddushin Tovsin. We make believe as if Ein Kiddushin Tovsin Rabbanon, therefore it's possible to say that the child will be a Mamzer. Yeah, the way we don't paskin like Rav Meir, we paskin like the Chachamim over here, by one who failed to say b'fananechtam. So according to the Talmud Bavli, we should reject the Mishnah in Hazahav, the Mishnah that says that a zar she'ochal chumas ma'isa shal demai b'shogeg is moisiv chaymesh chamishu chum shemhem. The Mishnah says there are five people who have to moisiv chaymesh. So one of them is a zar she'ochal chumas ma'isa shal demai b'shogeg is moisiv chaymesh. According to the Bavli, we shouldn't accept that Mishnah. That's a Stam Mishnah Rav Meir, Rav Meir Lushitas over here. And since we don't pass like Rav Meir by Havlad Mams, that we should paskin that the Zar Shachal Trumas Maisel Shal Demai B'Shegig is not Maisel Chaymish. The Pele is the Rambam paskins like the Stam Mishnah. How can he paskin like the Mishnah? The Gemara says the Mishnah Shalek Halacha. So the commentaries on the Rambam point out the Rambam follows the Yerushalmi very often. The Rambam follows the Yerushalmi against Bavli. So even though the Talmud Bavli says that this Machlekes Amer and the Rabbanon by Vlad Mamzer should lead us to believe that there's such a Machlekes Amer and the Rabbanon by Tosefus Chaimish as well, the Rishalmi breaks down the equation. Rishalmi says, not true. The Mishnah in Hazahab, that a Zar Shochal B'Shegig, a Zar Shochal B'Shegig, Trumas Maisel Shal Demai, Maisel Chaimish, is not totally in a Machlekes Amer and the Rabbanon. Okay, so Rishalmi doesn't agree with this, and the Rambam often paskins like Rishalmi is against Babylon. Yeah, what's the din taka? There are quite a few cases of a get which is puzzled with the Rabbanon. We have so far one case where the shaliach la'alocha failed to say b'fan anechta b'fan anechta.
What about Rashi on Gimel and Aleph that the husband that he puts on the shana of the shalachamim to begin?
Yeah.
Rashi says that according to Rava, we left off during the shana. He's worried that he's going to forget anything in the shana. So, if we really pass him like the Chacham, then what's the Rav?
No, we don't want the guy to be Mishan Mimabe. According to Rav Meir, it'll be Avlad Mamza. According to Rabbanon, it'll be a disaster, but not. It won't be Avlad Mamza. It won't be a major disaster. It'll be a minor disaster. Yeah, that's Shaloi Kalocha, yeah. We know that Rashi is Shaloi Kalocha. Rashi wants to exaggerate. According to Rabbanon, it won't be Avlad Mamza. Okay. So that's one case of a get that's possible in the Rabbanon is a shaliach loylocha habam imdina sayam who failed to say b'fananechta. What would be another example of a get which is kashim and atar possible in the Rabbanon? So the Gemara has on Yud Zayin Amud Aleph mifneimat tiknu zman digitin, that zman is only needed in a get mid the Rabbanon. So let's say the husband divorced his wife beget she'ein bo zman. So the Mishnah Pei Vav Amud Aleph lists that as one of the three gitin which is Pashim and Atar and Pashim and the Rabbanon. Yesh ol avein and ve'im bozman. It has a perfect get, but he forgot to write his man. So get she'im bozman is Pashim and the Rabbanon. What's another psul and the Rabbanon?
Lefid the Nemukei Yosef in Sanhedrin. Which come out, it's not really Kashim and Atar either. Ve'im bozman. The whole thing is the Rabbanon, and it's ve'im bozman.
Yeah, okay. In the yeshivas, we have assumed like Rab Chaim already. We assume that that's a psul de Rabbanon. That's a simple reading in the Mishnah, that a get shame was man. It's only a psul de Rabbanon. It's not a psul de Reis. Yeah, what else? What did the Gemara have? Another psul de Rabbanon. Get kerech. I'm pei vav and aleph. Get kerech. What's a baldy get? What's a baldy get? There are two types of getin. There are two types of stars. There's a shtar pashut, where all the writing is on one side of the page, and the signatures are on the bottom. Minimum of two signatures on the bottom. Then you have a get mekushar, where the writing of the shtar is on one side of the page. Then they write a few lines and they fold it over and they sew it up. Then they write a few more lines, they fold it over and they sew it up. And then they have the Adam sign on the back. So a get kereach means that the whole institution of get mekushar was invented by the Chachamim. So they said in a get mekushar, there's a chumri, you have to have a minimum of three chasimas. You have to have a minimum of three Adam. So what if you only have two Adam signed? So Minatar, two Adam is enough. There's no such thing, Minatar, that you need Dafka three Adam. So with the Rabbanon, that's no good. A get kereach means it's a baldy get. You don't have enough chasimas. You only have two chasimas and a get mekusher. And the halacha requires with the Rabbanon a minimum of three chasimas. So a get kereach is possible with the Rabbanon. What else is possible with the Rabbanon? A psul the Rabbanon mishum shloy malchus. He writes in a get like we do in America all the time. He writes in a get how many years it is since Libriya Sa'ilam, and he doesn't write how many years it is since Hakamas HaMedina, since George Washington and Benjamin Franklin established the Medina in America. So the Mishnah says the get is Pasam of the Rabbanon. Does he ask the Kasha, we do it all the time? None of the Balei HaTos wrote how many years it was since the French government was established and since the German government was established. So Tosfos says that this Psul mid the Rabbanon, Mishum Shlom Malchus, if you don't write Hamid, if you don't use the Zman of the Memshala, of the Goyish government, the get is possible mid Rabbanon, that's only Mishum if the government is Makbid. So Tosfos says the government couldn't care less. They couldn't care less. They say, do whatever you want. We're not interested that you should put how many years it is since Hakamas HaMedina. In America, I think the only document that says how many years it is since Hakamas HaMedina is when you become a naturalized citizen. So I think it says, I think the document that you have to sign, if I'm not mistaken, I was born here in America, but I think someone told me that. Really, the government really requires that you should write how many years it is since Hakamas HaMedina, since 1776. So that's what Tosfos says on that Mishnah. Since the Malchus is not Makpedes, so there's no Psul de Rabbanon of Shlom Malchus. Fine. So you have a whole bunch of Psulim. What's another Psul? There's a get that's Koshim and Atur and Pasim and Rabbanon. Kasabik Sav Yadavi Ein Olavedi. Mishnah and Peivav and Menal. Mishnah gives three examples of Gittin that are Koshim and Atur and Pasim and Rabbanon. So what is Ein? One of them is Ein Bozman. Because Mepnematik Nuzman be Gittin, it's a Takana de Rabbanon. There you see on Peivav and Menal, if there's a Rashi, there must be a misprint. Rashi writes, Man Takanta de Rabbanon Shum Basachoso, Kidyamina mit Perakama Liel Daf Yudzain. Daf Yudzain is not Perakama. Daf Yudzain is the second pair. It's the Rashi and Daf Peivav and Medalev. Diva Maskos Man.
Some of the goes in the New Gemara are written inside Pirkei Kameh.
Oh, okay. Okay. So it's something wrong. Okay, the Peikuf doesn't mean the first pair, it's the second pair. Good. So Aget Shein Bozman is Pasim the Rabbanon. Then there's another one in the Mishnah. Aget she'ein olaveidim kasabik sav yodav ein olaveidim. The husband wrote the get, the husband signed it, and it doesn't have any witnesses signed on a bottom. So that's a get that's kashim and atayra and pasal mid rabbanon. Why is it kashim and atayra? I mean, if you hold like Rabbi Lazar, that a get doesn't need eighty hasima. So the Gemara Rashi points out on Peivav. The Gemara goes back and forth. The Gemara is not sure whether the Mishnah goes like Rav Meir, goes like Rav Lozer. How is it possible to assume that the Mishnah follows Rav Meir's opinion? According to Rav Meir, you have to have Edom signed on the bottom. If you don't have Edom signed, so the whole get is no good min haTorah. So what does the Mishnah give this? Kasabik Savyar Vein Olavim is an example of a get that's Koshman HaTorah and only Pasul Midirabon. And how is that possible? So Rashi gives two suggestions. That question, is it really Rashi? Or did somebody smuggle this? Here the Bach on the bottom of the page by the letter Aleph, and Tevav and Aleph puts all this in parentheses. Tevis Eile Mechukos, Tav Aleph Mem. You have to cross out all these lines. This is not part of Rashi. This was smuggled in. This is Hagohi. It was added onto the Rashi, and they took it from a Tosfos on Dav Gimel Amud Beis. Okay, so whoever it is, maybe it's not Rashi. Whoever it is, but it's two opinions in Tosfos, two opinions in the Rishonim. One of the early Rishonim. So what are the two versions of Kasabik Savyot of Ein Olavedim? How is it possible to assume according to Rav Meir? Rav Meir holds that every Shtar Kinyan must have Erich Hasimo. How is it possible to assume that Kasabik Savyot does Kosham and Atera? So the two suggestions given by the Hagor, whoever is speaking here, two suggestions are, one is maybe it's Hagzeres HaKosav. The Kosav Lo Sefer Krisus, Hagzeres HaKosav, that the husband writes it, and he signs, yours truly, I love you, your former husband, I hereby am Megarish you, and he signs it on the bottom. So that's one suggestion is given, that it's Hagzeres HaKosav. The Kosav Lo Sefer Krisus, Kosav Iksav Yoda is good, which may not even carry over to a Shtar Kiddushin. That's how the Rashba raises the possibility. Could be that according to that, that it's Xeris HaKosav, because of Allah Sefer Krisus, could be that it'll only be good, Minat Torah, by a get. By a Shtar Kiddushin, Rav Meir will go back to his insistence that you have to have Dafke to Kosher Edim. And then the other suggestion given by this Hagor, by these Rishonim is, maybe it's not based on Xeris HaKosav, of a Kosav Allah Sefer Krisus, maybe it's based on the principle of Hadoz Baldin Kimeo Edim Domi. Right, correct, true. Rav Meir insists that a Shtar Kinyan has to have Chasimas, has to always start off as a Shtar Raya. And by it serving as a Shtar Raya that we got divorced, that's what causes the divorce to take effect. So the Shtar Raya, Rav Meir holds according to that suggestion, the Shtar Raya doesn't necessarily have to be a Raya of Chasim Shnei Edim. Hadoz Baldin Kimei Edim Dami is also good to serve as the Shtar Raya. So if you say like that, then it'll be good by Gittin or by Kiddush. It won't. If it's a Xeris HaKosav, then there's what to discuss. Maybe the Xeris HaKosav doesn't carry over to Kiddush. How do you know Bichlal that there's a Shtar Kiddush? How do you know that there exists an institution of Kiddush Shtar? The answer is Makish Havayli Yitzir. By the get, it says in the Chumash, the only way to get divorced is by a Shtar. So we say Makish Havayli Yitzir. It says in the same pasuk, the shilchem v'nosa kasla seif kisa v'shilchem v'beisa v'halcha v'haisa l'shacher. It says one next to the other, getting married and getting divorced. So that's a hekish, makish, getting married to getting divorced. Just like one can get divorced ayidei shtar, so one can get married ayidei shtar. But it doesn't necessarily mean, we usually say ein hekish l'machza. So that's what the Rashba says, we don't necessarily have to carry over 100% everything, ein hekish l'machza. You don't say 50. But maybe if you say 95% is enough, you don't have to carry over 100%. So you can say over here that this Gzeres HaKosav, because of Allah Sefer Krisus, if they get this sign by the husband, that's good. Gzeres HaKosav, maybe that's only by get, not by Shtar Kiddush. But if you say like the other suggestion that appears in this in Rashi on Pevav and Malach and Hagon Rashi, that is based on Hoidos Baldin Kemedim Dami, then it doesn't make a difference whether it's a Shtar Kiddush or a get. How can it be Haidoaz Baldin Kimeirim Dami the Rishonim Eska Kasha? Didn't we have a Gemara in Kiddushin Adav Samachem a base that the Gemara says Haidoaz Baldin Kimeirim Dami only applies in Dini Mominus? It doesn't apply in the area of Isa Veheta. There is no Baldin. There's a Baldova, the whole term Baldin, the whole concept of Baldin only applies in Dini Mominus. The Gemara calls it Chav Lachrini. That's what we said over yesterday. Rav Chaim Shmulevitz said, and Rav Lifshitz said that he heard it from Rav Shimon Shkof, and Rav Soloveitchik said that Rav Chaim said like that, that that's the way they all understood that Gemara. That Chav Lachrini means that there's no concept of Baldin outside of the area of Dini Mamlis. There's a Baldover, but there's no Baldin. So you don't apply, you can't apply Hadoaz Baldin to Gittin. So what is the second suggestion in Rashi, Hadoaz Baldin? So the Rishonim asked that question. So Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, the Rishonim give a teretz, there's no Haidoaz Baldin by Gittin v'Kiddushin if the man already got divorced, and then later he makes a Haidoaz Baldin that he got divorced. or the man gets married and later he makes a hadas baldin that he's married. So then we say it's chav lachrini, and he's not a baldin, and the hadas baldin doesn't apply. But for the sake of writing a shtar, he is a baldin. There is a hadas baldin v'haraya. That's the basis of every shtar. Shtar, not only a shtar raya, has to be written midas hamischayev. A shtar kinyan also has to be written midas hamischayev. So Rav Soloveitchik was interpreting the answer that the Rishonim give over here as follows. If a shtar needs das hamischayev, so das hamischayev is the same thing as hoidas baldin. So for the purpose of writing the shtar, for the purpose of writing the get, he is considered a baldin. So therefore we say hoidas baldin can accomplish to make it into a get. If he wouldn't be considered a baldin for the purpose of writing the shtar, he wouldn't ever be able to write a get.
Is that the pshat in the Gemara in Samach Dalet and Manalef, that it's b'chalik between Mika Amar de Megarsha? It's a chilik if he comes later and he says that he was Megarish, or if he would have come before and been Megarish or now.
I don't remember it
all. Yeah. The
Gemara
says, why don't we believe the husband? The Gemara said back, because he doesn't say Mika Amar de Megarsha.
No, but there he doesn't say that he divorced her. There he says he just did appointed. He gave over the get to a shliach. Yeah, he doesn't. He says I don't know if she was divorced. He doesn't know at all if she was divorced. He never made a hoidos baldin. He was talking case when he did make a hoidos baldin. When the man signs the get. Kasevik Savior, he did make a hoidos baldin that he wants the divorce. So that's another example of a get that's kosher min haTorah and possum min haRabbanan. Rashi and the Mishnah pei vav v'manal quotes the Gemara pei vav v'manal pei vav v'manal. The Gemara keeps on going back and forth. The Mishnah list of shloshi git m'sulim. Does it go like Rab Lozer? Does it go like Rab Meir? So Rashi asked, how can it go like Rab Meir? Rab Meir says you need 80 chasima. One of the three examples in the Mishnah of a get that's possum min haRabbanan is kosher v'ksav yonim ein olav einim. So Rashi gave the two terutzim, the Mefarish, whatever, the Hagor, quoting the Tosis on that Gibbo, gave the two answers. So you have a get that's Kosher min haTorah and Pasul min haRabbanan. So then Tosis says on Gimel and Beis, how can the Mishnah go like Rab Meir? According to Rab Meir, any get that's Pasul min haRabbanan is Avlad Mamzer. And the Mishnah says, Shloshi git m'sulim, then he says, ain't Avlad Mamzer, Avlad Kosher. So it's against Rab Meir. How can you say the Mishnah goes like Rav Meir? So that's what Tosis explains. No, not all of the Psulim the Rabbanon are b'chada machta. They don't all belong in the same category. Kol ha-misharim b'eshetavacham b'gitin, kol ha-misharim. As a rule, Rav Meir says, any get that's possum of the Rabbanon and the woman goes and remarries, he's going to say, avlad mamzer. But these three are exceptions to the rule. These three cases in the Mishnah, Pei Vav and Manav, these are exceptions to the rule. That's how the Gemara prefers to say that the Mishnah goes like Rav Meir. Why? Because the Mishnah says there are only three Gittim Sulim. Why does it say the number three? And then it repeats it again. Harielu Shloshi Gittim Sulim Nisav Lad Kasha. So you have Minyana Dereisha, you have Minyana Desefer. It says twice in the Mishnah. There are three Gittim that are Kosh Men Atar Pasim Rabbanon. And the din is that the Vlad will not be a Mamza. And these three that we mentioned are the three only cases, the only three cases where this is the rule, that the get is pasim de rabbanan and the vlad is kosher. So the Gemara says the Mishnah reads better if you hold that it goes like Rav Meir, that in all other psulim, all other get and psulim de rabbanan, the vlad will be a mamzer. These are the only three where the vlad is not a mamzer.
It seems it's not in Rashi that because of Tzad Yadu would have been kosher because of Vlad Vavna. So that apply also to
I don't think so. The Baal has to sign it. If the Baal signs it, then it's called the Kas of Rav Sefer Kruzes. But if the Baal didn't sign it, I don't think it matters who wrote it. I think it matters who signed it. Kas of Xavier means that he signed it.
Not all
since
there's a
Kas of
the Kas of
the Rav. Yeah, because there's a Kas of the Kas of means if he signed it.
What was the other
Xavier?
He said there were two. Actually, there were two. It's either Hadas Baldin or
yeah.
Hadas Baldin.
Yeah.
So Hadas Baldin also has to be. Why does Hadas Baldin also have to be given writing it? Why can't it be through Masira? Why can't that be the Hadas Baldin?
No, Rashi is explaining the Mishnah goes, the two suggestions that he's giving are within Rav Meir. Rav Meir holds that a Shtar Kinyan has to always serve as a Shtar Raya, and Shtar Raya has to have 280 Hasima. So it's no good, you don't get the first base. So Rashi has 2 days. We had 2 days in the Shach, we had 2 days in the Ramban, the end of Bava Basra, the last Ramban. So the Shaila was, if you have a Shtar, Biksav Yodo, does it have the status of a Shtar? But they say no. The Shtar is only Va'oid Olabedim. If you have two witnesses, if you have Shtar Biksav Yodo, that's a Hoichoche, it's a riot that he owes the money. But it Al Pidin, it doesn't have the din of Shtar. The Afkamina was where the Kim Shtar is needed Minatorim and the Rabbana. By Shtar Biksav Yodo. So those are the two suggestions that Rashi gives. The problem that Rashi came to answer them, the Tosfos came to answer was, whoever wrote this, the Tosfos wrote it. The problem they came to answer is, if you have Pasuk B'Ksav Yodah Vein Olah Vein, so according to Rami, there's no Shtar. A Shtar Kinyan has to have Vein. So one suggestion Rashi gave, no, in Kolat Harkula, that's the Din. Haidah's Baldin makes it into a Shtar. It's a Din and Din Imamunis, and it's a Din even in Gittin and Kiddushin. Haidah's Baldin gives it the status of a Shtar. The other suggestion in Rashi seems to be, a Shtar B'Ksav Yodah does not have the status of a Shtar. But here it's an exception to the rule. Legamri an exception to the rule because of the Kosovo Lo Sefer Krisus. Agzeris HaKosov. Even though Rav Meir usually holds that you need Shnei Edim signing, here it's Agzeris HaKosov that if the husband signs is good. So the difference between the two Pshatim and Rashi is whether Shtar B'Ksav Yodai has the status of a Shtar and Kol HaTorah Kula. The Shach Paskin's law is that not. Shach Paskin in Simim Evov that Shtar B'Ksav Yodai needs a Kiyom HaShtar Min HaTorah. And all the kulas that the Shulchan Aruch has from the Gemara, collected Gemaras in various different mesichtas, that Yemekel and Kiyam Shtar, because only the Rabbanon, all those kulas wouldn't apply to a Shtar that's signed B'Ksav Yodah. It would only apply to a Shtar that's signed by 2 Eid. So those are the two suggestions in the Rashi here. So the Gemara, throughout, assumes that it has minyan of duration, you have minyan and sefer, it says shloshi gitim sulim, hariyel shloshi gitim sulim, only these three have such a din, and all other gitim sulim and the rabbanim will not share the same din. Why will they not share the same din? According to Rav Meir, the others will be havlad mamzer. But we don't pass like Rav Meir. Okay. But the Gemara says, according to the rabbanim also, if you learn the Mishnah like the rabbanim, these are the only three where there's such a din. As described in the Mishnah, what din is described in the Mishnah? And if it'll be another, the other psulim would be different. The other psulim are better or worse. Which way are they different? So the Gemara says, just like according to Rav Meir, we're saying that these are lighter psulim derabbanan, not as chomer as psul mishum shlom malchus, or psul aget keref. That's more chomer. So to according to Rabbanan, these are kal, and the other psulim are more chomer. Which way are they more chomer? So the Gemara says, what's the din in this is teitzeh, and this is loy teitzeh? What does it mean? What's the topic? In this is teitzeh. You have a get. Let's say a get kereach. The husband divorced his wife with a get mekusher and only had 2 signatures, and in fact didn't have 3. So it's kashim and atar, it's only pasim and the rabbon. So what's taka the din? So the Gemara says, there's a shaila whether in this is the Gemara assumes a double pashut for sure that the get kerech will be imnisis teitze. Imnisis teitze. What does it mean imnisis teitze? So the pashut pshat is that we have a din of saita asura lebailo and eshes ishes insa beros and asura lebailo, and then we have kishem shasura labal kach asura labal. The saita is asura labal asura labal. But that's only if zinsa berotzen. What if zinsa b'shoigeg? Zinsa b'ayinah said there's no din of saita. But the Gemara has a whole discussion in Yevamis that sometimes the woman was really zinsa b'shoigeg and we don't consider it shoigeg. We say she was posheya, she should have asked a rabbi. She did ask a rabbi, she should have asked a competent rabbi. She asked a charlatan rabbi, she should have asked a better rabbi. So we penalize the woman, we consider her an eshezish zinsa b'mezid, even though she really was not learned, she didn't realize that the get was no good. So over here, the Gemara says only these three cases are kal, and all the other a get kerech will be machomer, and a get that has Libriya Sa'ilam, Lamin Yashanamon and Kana doesn't have since Hakamas Hamadina, and the Malchus is Makbid, the Goyish government wants everyone to write how many years it is since Hakamas Hamadina, so the get will be Possum of the Rabbanon. So the Gemara says, in all the other Psulim the Rabbanon, the din will be Mochomer, it'll be in Nisus Teitse. And over here there's room to say that in Nisus Loi Teitse. It's 2 days in the Gemara. Whether on this Mishnah you would say Nisus Loi Teitse or Nisus Teitse. Yeah, what does it mean in this estate? So the Pasha Pshat is, the woman goes ahead and she remarries based on this get that's only Kashman Atar Pasim Rabban. She's living with the second husband, so the Rabban and the get was not valid, so she's considered like an Eshes Ish. She's in Tzibiratzen. Aye, but she doesn't know Ebenezer. She doesn't know Mishnayis. Why do we consider her? The husband gave her a get and he said goodbye and good luck and go marry him. Hariat Muteris L'Chaladim. Hariat Muteris L'Chaladim. She goes and she listens to the husband. She goes and remarries. The end of it, she should have consulted a competent rabbi. So we consider her an Eshes Ish Zim Sibiratzen. So even if the husband will give her another get, she won't be able to remain with the second husband. In this estate, say, we consider her a Surah, a Surah Ala Boil. And what does it mean in this is Leitetse? You say, our Mishnah holds in this. The three psulim in our Mishnah are kal. Just like the Rameya, these are kal that ain't avlad mamzer, but the other psulim are mochom, avlad mamzer. So too, like the Rabbanon, the other psulim are mnisis teitze. Maybe these three are mnisis loiteitze. Maybe it's not so. Maybe all the cases, the din will be mnisis teitze. What does it mean if you say these three are kal, that the din is mnisis loiteitze? So the Pasha Pshat is, in the Gemara, it doesn't mean that you don't need another get. No, the husband gave her a get that's no good with the Rabbanon. The get was good Maratar, no good Mirabbanon. He didn't say before an Echtav, or it's get Kerech, only has two signatures, or it has the wrong counting system. They didn't count since Hakamas Hamadina of the Malchus of the Goyish government. So in such a case, you'll say, in this is Teitze. And in this case, we'll say, in this is Loi Teitze. Whatever in this is Loi Teitze, the three in the Mishnah, we don't declare her as a Soita Asura Ala Boyal, but she still needs another get. If she doesn't get another get, she can't remain by the second husband. That's exactly the Dinder Rabban. That's how one could learn Pasha Pshat in the Gemara. In this is Teitze versus in this is Loi Teitze is a Shaila. Do you consider her a Soita Asura Ala Boyal, or she not Asura Ala Boyal? But for sure, she can't remain with the second husband until she gets another get from the husband. The Rambam writes not so. The Rambam writes that in this is Loi Teitze doesn't only mean that there's no Issa Soita Leboyo. He says if he simply cannot get another, he need another get from the first husband. But if it's just impossible, Ashas Hatchak, the first husband ran away to Medina Sayyam, it's just impossible to get another get. So the Rambam says in this is Loi Teitze, she's allowed to remain living with the second husband even though she's not able to get another get. That's a fantastic Chiddush. And the Rambam puts all the cases together. The Rambam says all of the gittin that are possible, the Rabban and the Dinan, all of the cases is in this is Loi Teitze. That's against the Gemara. The Gemara says Beferish, all the other psulim, the Rabban, these are the only three which may be more kal than all other cases. All other cases, for sure, the din is in this is Teitze. And on this Mishnah, there are two opinions of the Gemara. The Rambam goes and he passes against the whole Gemara. On all the cases of gittin, psulim, and the Rabban, the din is in this is Loi Teitze. It's the Chapela, it's against the Gemara. So that's what the commentaries on the Rambam point out. They tell you, look in the Rosh. On Daf Peivav, the Rosh quotes from the Goyim. That's what the Goyim had a tradition. That even though the Gemara keeps on going back and forth, and the Gemara suggests that all the other Psulim the Rabbanon, I get Kereach, and the Shloliach Lohelochet forgot to say, Bufananechtam, and they get that's possible because of Shlom Malchus. There are a few more earlier. So all those cases, the din should be in this is Teitze. So the Rambam follows the Goinim. The Goinim claim, but once you get to the Maskana, so it's all off, and the din in all the cases is in this is Loi Teitze. It doesn't really say it in the Gemara. That's what they say. They have a tradition that that's the din. In all the cases, you say, in this is Loi Teitze. Yeah, there's another psul, the Rabbanon, get Yoshon. The Gemara points out in Peivav Menav, get Yoshon is more kal than these three. These three are more kal. There are three levels of psulim here. That's how the sugya says. You have get Kereach and a get with the Shliach Lo Aloch and forgot to say before an Echtam, and the get that has no good mishum shlam malchus, they didn't count how many years since Hakam Samdina. That's the most chomer they could get. Then these three are more kal. Shloshi get msulim. Even though Rav Meir holds by the three of the vlad, will be a mamza. By these three, maybe Rav Meir's moida the vlad is not a mamza. And then there's a third case of a get yoshon that is just also lechatchila to be megarish with the get yoshon. But once he gave the get yoshon to his wife, b'diyeved that he gave her the get, and this is imnizgarish tinase. Once he gave her the get, so she's allowed to marry. Despite the fact that the get was a get yoshon, that's in Gansan a different category. Get yoshon is a machlekes b'shamim. So what does it mean a get yoshon? The Baal wrote a get, and then he lived with his wife in between the ksivis haget and the mesivis haget. And I intest on the base. So b'shamim say it's permissible l'chatchila for the husband to be megarish his wife with a get yoshon. He wrote the get a long time ago, and he has it in his house. And he doesn't give the get till a later date. He's misyached with his wife. Kol she misyached ima, ma'achash ksav alo. So Tosis explains, why did Bishamai hold that it's permissible l'chatchila to give a get? What's the issue over here, Bishamai misil? So Tosis quotes the Yerushalmi that there is a machlekes Bishamai misil at the end of the Masechta. What are grounds for divorce? So Bishamai say it's not proper for a man to divorce his wife unless matzah bo erbas dova. That's what it says in the Chumash. So if a person is following Bishamai, so the only time he's ever going to be considering divorcing his wife is matzah bo erbas dova. Matzah bo erbas dova, so that's not shaykh. He's not going to want to live with her. She's mu'usa bi'enov. She had an affair with someone else. It's the chanisa saita. He's not allowed to live with her. He's not going to want to live with her. So according to Beis Shammai, if the husband wrote a get and he doesn't give the get to his wife until 5 months later, there's no possible concern that maybe he was bo'aleh in between the ksivis haget and the nesivis haget. She's mu'usa bein and is not going to be bo'aleh. But Beis Hillel disagree with Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel say, afilu matzah cheres no'ay meno. He fell out of love. He married this woman because he fell in love with her. Then after 50 years of marriage, she doesn't look as good looking as she did the 50 years earlier. So he falls out of love and he wants to marry his young secretary in the office. So he falls out of love, sure. So the civil say, Fila matzacheres no himeno. So he has nothing, he has no real complaints against his first wife. She's not Musa Bienov, she's old. So, but he has no tainus against us. He can't say that he's bevadai not going to be bo'aleho. So that's why the civil say it's not permissible. They don't say that the get yoshon is pasal midrabanan. That they never said. They just said besilul osrim. That's the lashon on Mishnah and Ayin Tes on the base. Besilul say it's forbidden lachatchila. There's an iser derabanan to be migarish with the get yoshon. Why? Shema bo aleha ben ksivis haget lenesina, and shema nisabra. Maybe if she's 75 years old, we assume that she didn't become pregnant. But if she's younger and he was nisyached with her in between ksiva and nesina. And he has no tainus of matzah ba'ervas dov. He just decided he wants to divorce him. He doesn't have to have any grounds for divorce. So then we have to be concerned, maybe bo'aleha, maybe she'll become pregnant. And then people later on will say, Gita kodim lebno. Hey, the woman became pregnant after the husband already divorced his wife. Because he wrote the get 6 months ago with his man from 6 months ago. He doesn't give it till 6 months later. So people will look at the get later on and they'll see. The baby is a year old, and the get is only half a year old. So the get was given, they won't realize the get was written before the babe, before she became pregnant, but the get wasn't given till after she became pregnant. So people won't realize that there was a gap, there was a time period in between the ksivis haget and the nesivis haget. So there's a concern, shema yom gita kodim lebno. So that kashash is just lechatchila. Lo yigarish adam, besilul oisrim. But once he already divorced her with the get yoshon, is in nisgarsha tinase. She's allowed to remarry lechatchila based on such a get. So the Gemara says these are the three. The Gemara seems to say there are three levels of getting that apostle of the rabban. This one's only apostle lechatchila. You shouldn't use it to be megarish. Once you're megarish, it's kosher b'diyevid. And the others are even apostle b'diyevid with two versions of how b'diyevid it's possible. And the Rambam follows the Gaonim quoted by the Rosh on Daf Pei Vav that he did away with the distinction. Even the Gemara emphasizes, says twice, in Yonah Dereshim, in Yonah Desefer, Shloshi Gittin Psulim, Harel, Shloshi Gittin Psulim. The Mishnah emphasizes there are only three Gittin Psulim that have this special din. So the Rambam Paskin is not so. The Rambam Paskin, like the tradition of the Gaonim, that all get Mesilim and the Rabbanon belong in the same category, but the one exception of the Get Yosh. Get Yosh is only L'chatchila, not to be Megarish with it, but B'di Yebed, once you are Megarish with it, so B'di Yebed, she's allowed to remarry right away. Then there was a famous line in Tosfos, the last line in Tosfos on Gimel Amud Beis. The deraisa ein chilek bein lechatchila de b'diyeved. It doesn't make sense on the level of the deraisa to distinguish between lechatchila and b'diyeved. This is a famous line in Tosfos. What do you mean? It doesn't make sense to distinguish. Did anybody ever hear of the din of mukaf? You have to be Torim Truma Min HaMukav. Here it happens to be quoted in Gitna, Laman Amid Beis. Tosfos Diba Mascha Litrum Shalom Min HaMukav. So Litrum Shalom Min HaMukav is a din only Lahatchila B'diyeved Itzchal. Means like this. Let's say I have bushels of grain in one room and bushels of grain in another room, two different rooms. It could even be the bushels of grain all in the same room. And it's also Shalom Min HaMukav. And I'm going to mafresh Trumas and Maisers from this bushel on the other bushel, and they're not all together in the same room, or they're not all together in the same container. So that's called Shaloi Min HaMukav. Mukav means Mukhim Zelazet, when they're close to each other. Mukav is a verb. Rashi always writes, whenever the Gemara talks about Mukav, Rashi there writes on Laman on the base. Dibar Mascha Mukav, about 10 lines from the bottom. Samoch, as the Gemara has an expression in Beitza, you're not allowed to put two barrels near each other. Mukav means to put two barrels near each other, put a third barrel on top. Looks like boinim midirabon on Yontif, on Shabbos. You're not allowed to. So emakifin means not allowed to put together. So here is a din lechatchila. You're not allowed to be mafresh shumas and ma'aser shalom and amukav, but b'diavad if you term shalom and amukav it's chal. So what kind of a din is this mukav? So it's machlekes Rashi and Tosfos and Gitna Laman Amud Beis. Rashi says it's a chumra lechatchila midirabbanan. Rashi says why? Because there's a concern if I'll be mafresh from what's in this room and the other room. So the fellow may be a traveling salesman. So wherever he goes, he's going to buy some tevel. And then he's going to say, oh, I have tevel at home, and I'm mafresh shumas and maisers from the tevel at home on the tevel that I just bought here, and I'll be able to eat everything that I bought. He may still be relying on the tevel that he has at home without even realizing that the tevel at home already disappeared. There was a fire and it all burnt down, or the cat came in and ate up all the tevel. The dog came and ate up all the tevel. There is no tevel left at home. So Rashi says it's the din that you're not allowed to be marfish shalom and amukav is exera de rabbanon. Maybe he's making a mistake. Tosfos quotes pirish bekuntris. Tosfos on laman amud beis litrum shalom and amukav pirish bekuntris. Shema Bosar Shah, ain't it the end? We don't permit you to be term Shalom and Amukav. Maybe you have nothing to rely on. You think that you have a backup, that you have Tevel at home. And you're Turim, Trumas and Maisis on Tevel at home, on what you want to eat here. You want to eat everything up. You don't want to leave over 20%, 10% Maisir Rishon, and 9% Maisir Sheni, and 2% Truma Gedoyla, 21%. He wants to eat everything that he has. So Rashi says that you're not allowed to do that lachatchil because of exer derabban. So Tosfos disagrees. Tosfos says it's not exer derabban. It's a real din derais. Aveina nira. Rashi is wrong. Shum gedolim ederais boy mukav. So Tosfos says the answer is it's a learned out from a pasuk. Barim chemeschel bo mimenu. Mimenu means mina mukav. So it's a machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. Whether the din of mukav is a din lachatchil derais or din lachatchil mederabban. So Tosfos says that there is a din lachatchil mederais. You have 1,001 dinim, you have 1,000,000 dinim that are lachatchila deraisa. A person does chalitza. So lachatchila, the chalitza consists of kriyas hapsukim back and forth, and then chalitza is hasandal, taking off of the shoe, and then the rikika, the spitting. So there's a machlokes hatanaim, how much of the chalitza mitzvah is leikuva. So he paskin, the rikika is not me'akev, and the kriyas hapsukim is not me'akev. So the only thing that's me'akev, b'diyevet, the only thing that's leikuva is the hasaras hasandal. So you see, lechatchila, the mitzvah b'shleimusa is to do the whole procedure, the whole ceremony of chalitza as is described in the Chumash. And the b'diavad it's kosher without. You have karbonos like that. Loi bolal kosher. The Mishnah says, mincha b'lula b'ashemen. It says so many times in the Chumash, mincha b'lula b'ashemen. plus to stir the shemen into the solas. What if you have matan shemen and you didn't do the blila? So the Mishnah says, lod bolal is kosher. Without blila is also kosher. A lot of times like that. They have lachat chilem b'diyevet, it's kosher without. So Akentaisis Bayas makes such a statement that on the level of the Raisa, you never have a distinction between lachat chilem b'diyevet. So the answer is found in Taisis in the end of Nida. Here, Taisis just wrote it b'kitzer, they didn't explain it. Taisis in the end of Nida, Samach Aleph and Beis, explains it better. They say a difference between a mitzvah and a matir. If you have a mitzvah deraisa, so of course you can have lachatchila. Chalitza is a mitzvah, Taisa says. So you can have lachatchila, the mitzvah of chalitza should be performed in such a fashion. And if you do the mitzvah b'shlemusa, then you get more schar in olam haba, a bigger piece of levyasin, whatever the reward will be in olam haba, more yayin am shumar. And if you do the mitzvah shalom b'shlemusa, He didn't do all the details of the chalitza. So you yotze the mitzvah b'di'evin. Shalom b'shleim musa, you get less char. Taisa only says this, you can't have lachatchila b'di'evin when you're not talking about a mitzvah. You're talking about a matir. A husband gives his wife a get. So what does a heidah mitzvah? That he should give the get on a very expensive piece of gold. He should engrave it on a silver plaque. No, I give it on a cheap piece of paper. It's not a mitzvah to give a get. That you should apply Hida Mitzvah. So Taisa just means to say there that Taisa's in Nida is talking about Tefillah and a Mikveh. Taisa says Tefillah and a Mikveh is not a mitzvah, that you should say there's a Hida Mitzvah, there's a mitzvah Bishlai Musa, you should do the mitzvah like so, and B'diyevit, if you did it with less, you'll be Yitzhak B'diyevit with less. No, Tefillah and a Mikveh is a matir. It's Metahir. So if it's Metar B'diyevit, it's Metar Lachatchilah. So that's what Taisa says in the area of a matir. It doesn't make sense to distinguish between lachatchila b'di'evit on the level of their eyes. And the area of a mitzvah certainly does make a difference. And that's what Taisa writes in the end of Nida, Samach Aleph Beis. They give the example of chalitza. Chalitza is a mitzvah, and therefore it's shaykh to talk about the fact that lachatchila need the kriyas apsukim in the rikike, and b'di'evit neither is likuva, but he have different opinions in Tanaim. We paskin that neither the Rikika nor the Kriya Sapsukim is Maka B'riyevet, only the Chalitza Sasano. That's what there was. There's a big Shaila, let's say. A couple is married for many years, they have no children, and then the husband dies. So the husband was 85 years old. So is the woman holding by remarrying? Probably not going to remarry anyway. If she's a young girl, husband was killed in the Israeli army or something, so of course she wants to remarry. She's already 90 years old, 80, 85 years old. So the woman going to remarry, said, does she need chalitza? Do you say chalitza is a mitzvah, and it's a mitzvah to perform chalitza? You say chalitza is a matir. So Rabbi Zalcharev has a tshuva in his sefer, Emek Yoshua. He has a few svar. He has a sefer, Emek Yoshua. Rabbi Zalcharev lived at a time that there was such goinim, there was such a bikiyim, so to throw around Babli didn't mean anything. So he always has to quote Yerushalmi. He wrote a chibra on Yerushalmi also. He wrote the chibra Noyam Yerushalmi, a commentary on Yerushalmi. So in all of his svarim, he's always, even in his drushes, he's always throwing in Yerushalmis all the time. Because the Bablis, everybody knew, so that's nothing special. He had to throw in Yerushalmis. So he has a tshuva in Emek Yoshua, where he says, he talks about that case. A man died and a woman is an older woman. She's not interested in remarrying. Is there a mitzvah to perform chalitza? So he says, of course there is. Taisa said it's a mitzvah. It's not only a matir, it's a mitzvah. So since it's a mitzvah, so it's a mitzvah to do the chalitza, even if she's not interested in remarrying. Okay.
Doesn't Sanhedrin talk about Eishes Melech?
Right.
She can't get remarried anyway.
Right. So it's not muchrach. You look in Ebenezer, so the Beis Shmuel quotes the two opinions about this. Is there a mitzvah to perform chalitza even if the woman is not interested in remarrying? The Bishmul has two opinions. So many achrayim are of the opinion, yes, what Taisa said is correct, that chalitza is a mitzvah, but maybe it's only a mitzvah if and when she's interested in remarrying, then it's a mitzvah to perform chalitza. It's not only a matir, it's a mitzvah too, but it's only a conditional mitzvah if she's interested in remarrying. Like we had the Rambam. The Rambam writes that it's a mitzvah to shech the behena. So the Rabbit is masing on the Rambam and the Sefer HaMitzvahs. The Rabbit has Hasagas on the Sefer HaMitzvahs also. So he says, what do you mean? It's a mitzvah. A mitzvah to Shech Behemoth. What kind of mitzvah is that? Maybe what the Rambam means to say is that it's an Isser Esei. If you eat nevela meat, not only are you in violation of the lava of lasach kol nevela, it's considered an iser esi that the iser ein ezvucha. But he doesn't think that it's a mitzvah to shef. So the question is, but what did the Rambam think over here? So the Mishnah comes to defend the Rambam, so he gets all touchy, says, no, the Rambam is right, it's a mitzvah to shef. What do you mean? If you're interested in eating meat, then it's a mitzvah to shef. If you want to be a vegetarian, then it's not mitzvah to shef. One is interested in eating meat, then he says, the Rambam is right, then it's a mitzvah to shef. And others disagree. The Rambam then meant the same as the Ravid. The Rambam never meant that it's a mitzvah to shef, he just meant that it's an iser esei. Not everything that the Rambam lists in the mitzvah saseh is necessarily a kiyum asay. Some of them are an iser asay. Like the Rambam writes, kol tzipa tohara techeilu. What's a mitzvah to eat chicken once a day, every day? Like a mitzvah to like tefillin once a day, every day. A mitzvah to eat chicken every day. No, it's an iser asay. You're not allowed to eat tzipa tomato. Kol tzipa tohara techeilu is an iser asay. It doesn't need a mitzvah saseh. So the same thing by shechita. One doesn't necessarily have to learn like the Kesef Mishnah. The Kesef Mishnah understood the Rambam the way the Ravid understood the Rambam, that it's a kiyum asseh. Whereas the Ravid disagrees with the Rambam, he thinks that it doesn't make sense to consider shechita kiyum asseh. So the Kesef Mishnah can't swallow it. He says it is a kiyum mitzvah. It's a mitzvah saseh. When one is interested in eating meat, then there's a mitzvah that he should shech. And others write, no. Other Rachmanim write, they don't think that the Rambam meant that. The Rambam meant the same as the Ravid. That's an Iser Asay.
If the Ravid holds that there's no mitzvah, it's just the Matir, so then how does the Bach learn from Chulin that a Sheikhet is only B'di'evit? Sheikhet, right?
Yeah.
How can there be L'chatchil B'di'evit by Shechit if it's only a Matir?
You can say it's only L'chatchil M'd'Rabbanon. The Gemara has L'chatchilas and Shechit. L'chatchil should Shecht Kol HaSimen, not just rely on Raif. So that's a machlekes Rashi and Tosfos on that Gemara at the beginning of the second parak in Chulin, whether those lachatchilas that Gemara talks about in Shechita, are they lachatchila deraisa, are they lachatchila derabbanan? So the Kesef Mishnah writes in the beginning of Hilchos Shechita, he thinks that according to the Rambam, these are lachatchilas deraisa. How can it be lachatchila deraisa? That's lishitasa. That he thinks that Shechita is a mitzvah, so you can have a lachatchila deraisa. If he would have assumed like the Ravid, if he would have understood the Rambam like the Ravid, that Shechita is not a mitzvah, then you can't have a lachatchila deraisa. He would have assumed that the lachatchila is in the Gemara, only the Rabbam. But that's a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos in the first parak in Chulin. Whether the lachatchila is in Hilchos Shechita that are discussed in the beginning of the second parak, are they lachatchila deraisa, are they lachatchila derabbanan? Because that's the klal that Tosfos develops in the end of Nida, Samach Alchem and Beis. You can only have a lachatchila deraisa in a mitzvah. And it doesn't make any sense to speak about Alachatchila deraisa and amatir. So that's what Tosis means over here. They have something in the name of Rab Chaim and Chidushim and Piyashmu al Hashas on this, but they killed it. Whatever he said, they murdered it. They didn't explain why. Rab Chaim probably just said, oh, but the Tosis in the end of Nida. Yeah, when does the Shliach say before Anechta and before Anechta? Does he say before he gives the get? Does he say after he gave the get to the Isha? The Gemara in Hamid Beis quotes a Brisa. So what's the din if the Shliach Lahailacha gave the get to the Isha and he didn't say b'fananechtam, so what should he do? What should he do? Let him open his mouth and say, nay, b'fananechtam. What's the problem? So you see from the Gemara that's not good enough. The Gemara says he has to take back the get and give it again and then say b'fananechtam. So you see from the Gemara that b'fananechtam has to be recited by the Shliach at the time that he gives over the get to the Isha. You can't just say it a month later. You can't say b'fananechtam a week after he gave the get. Why not? So the Gemara has said that really b'fananechtam, the whole concern that maybe the get is written shalav d'shma, the whole concern the get may be mizuyif, the whole thing that we're worried about is only the Rabbanan. On the level of the Raisa, there's nothing to be worried about. But still, we really should require two Eidim. If it's the Fananechta viz L'chaladeis HaKim Ashtar, so we know in Ksubis that Kim Shtaris needs two Eidim, and if it's to ascertain that the get was written L'shma, so then the Gemara said that's not considered the Gilim Milsa B'yama, that's considered a real Dovish B'yerva, and you really should require Shnei Eidim Kshem. So it's a special Kula, like Mishum Iguna Kila B'Rabbanan, we say, either Isha Daika or Mitzvah, or we say the Erechot is going to be Medaik. Why should we assume the Erechot is Medaik? Because Milsa David Eligluye, Eloi Mishakri Inshi. He may get caught red-handed in the lie. So either the Erechot says, May Spiler, we assume he's going to be very Medaik, or the Isha is going to be very Medaik. So the Gemara says over here, the shaliach and gimel amanal. The shaliach is going to be very medayik because he knows the woman is getting remarried based on his say so. He's the one who's saying b'fananech. So he's going to be very medayik. So that's what the Gemara assumes on him based this special daikonis, that's why we rely on the eid echad. The whole problem is only the rabbanon, so it's not such a serious issue. We say hey mama be hey mamro, but still. The Eid Echad only has Nemanis Midirabbanim because of the extra special Daikonis. So that special Daikonis is only if it's B'shas HaGerishin. If he already gave the get and then a month later he's going to come back and say B'fanan Echtav, that's not sufficient. He has to take back the get, give it again, and at the time he gives it the second time, then he says B'fanan Echtav, B'fanan Echtav. So when exactly? Okay. So that's what it says in the Gemara, that the Eid Echad, the Shliach La'ilocha says B'fanan Echtav is only an Eid Echad. But since it's a special daikonah, so that's why we accept his testimony. And when does he say b'fanan echtav? So I would have said right before he gives the get. So the Gemara says not so. The Gemara talks he gave the get. What do you mean he gave the get b'lehis b'klaima? Isn't he supposed to say b'fanan echtav oivalasiyasim before he gives the get? So Tosfos says he see from the Gemara that you can say b'fanan echtav after having given the get. Yeah, but if you say a month after, then it's no good. So how soon after is it acceptable? And how late after is it not acceptable? So first Taisa says, terke de diba. You have to say b'fanan echtav, terke de diba after giving the get. It then happens to be that terke de diba, kediba, dami doesn't apply by get. That's the command at the end of Nador. What do you mean terke de diba doesn't apply by get? The Gemara says, Terke de Dibur Kediba Domi, if I make a Kenyan, I can back out Terke de Dibur. If I take a Neder or a Shvu, I can back out Terke de Dibur. If I gave a Get or I gave Kiddushin, I cannot back out Terke de Dibur. So that's when you get to backing out. Here we're not talking about backing out. We say, Terke de Dibur Kediba Domi, we're not talking about backing out. So it's considered Vishas Maisa. If the Shliach Loi Locher will say b'fananechta terche de diber after having given the get, that's considered v'shas ma'isa at the same time of the gerishin, and that's when the shliach has the daikonis. We assume the shliach is medayik if he says b'fananechta simultaneously with the shas ma'isa of the gerishin. Yeah. Tosis is mistapik to say misafkeleri, that's in the Tosis on Hamid base. Is it only good terke de dibur, or is it even good if he says b'fananechtam kolzman shasukim bo'oso inyan? Where do you have that concept kolzman shasukim bo'oso inyan? Where did he get that whole havamina from? That's a Gemara in the end of Bava Basra. The Gemara has many machlekes in between Rabba v'Rab Yosef and Bava Basra and other mesichtes. So the Gemara says whenever there's machlekes, Rabba Rab Yosef, we always pass them like Rabba, except for the three cases of soda inyan and machza. So the inyan is asukim osu inyan. What is the inyan of asukim osu inyan? A man made a kinyan chalipin, and he wants to back out. He changes his mind, wants to back out. So if he backs out terke de dibur, everybody agrees that's fine. What if it's already after kedei dibur? Terke de dibur is just the moments after, as kedei shelas. Rav le Talmudic, they shall us Talmud le Rav, a very short period of time, just seconds after making the Kinyan. So what if a person made a Kinyan Chalip and a Kinyan Suda, and he wants to back out, but it's after Kedei Dibo, but it's called Zman Shal Sukkim Osuinyan. They're still talking about this business deal. Still talking about the Kinyan. So we paskin over there, that's an exception to the rule. We paskin like Rav Yosef against Rabbah, the called Zman Shal Sukkim Osuinyan, the fellow can back out. So Taisa sees a precedent in that Gemara. The Ri on Hayamid Bay sees that Gemara as a precedent. They see that there is a Shia Zman that's longer than Terke de Dibur. Called Zman Shal Sukkim Osu Inyan, still has a Shaychus. In a certain sense, it's still called Shas Ma'isa, but you get to backing out from a Kinyan Chalipin. In Shulchan Aruch it says you can only back out from a Kinyan Chalipin called Zman Shal Sukkim Osu Inyan. Let's say they made a Kinyan Chazok on Karka, or Kinyan Kesef on Karka, or Kinyan Hakboa. So in Shulchan Aruch it says you cannot back out after Kedei Dibur. The halacha is like Rav Yosef against Rabba, the Kolzman Shal Sukkim Osu Inyan. You can back out, that's if the Kinyan that they made was a Kinyan Chalipin. Only Kinyan Chalipin. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. They quote a whole list of Rishonim and say it like that. Tosfos in a few places does not hold like that. Tosfos seems to hold that even by other Kinyanim, you can also back out Kolzman Shal Sukkim Osu Inyan. So we understand this Tosfos very easily. Here by get, you cannot back out even Terke de Dibur. But Tesis Lishitasam holds that the Shas Maisa is not necessarily Terka de Dibur. I get you can't back out even Terka de Dibur. But it's still called Shas Maisa, not only Terka de Dibur Mamish, seconds after, even calls Man Shas Sukkim Osarinyan is also called Shas Maisa. So that's why Tesis says, Misaf Kaliri, Imahanike Nishliach Loilocha, give the testimony and say, Befananechta, Befananechtam, after having given the get, calls Man Shas Sukkim Osarinyan. He's not sure. Some Shulchan Aruch they say he should say either immediately before giving the get or immediately b'shas ma'is or immediately after giving the get. Yeah, in order for the shliach l'haylocha to be able to say b'fananechta b'fananechtam, he has to be there. The shliach l'haylocha has to be in that city. Let's say the husband lives in New York and the wife lives in California. So how's he going to send the get from New York to California? He has to really give the get to someone who's going to go and say b'fananechtam, b'fananechtam. He has to go travel by plane. So the minhag for many centuries was that you don't have him travel by plane. The husband appoints a shliach in New York, and then the shliach in New York appoints a shliach sheni in California. If the husband will appoint a shliach in California, the husband will go to the Bezdin in New York to write a get. And then I'll appoint the shliach lohaylocha in California. So that's not acceptable. The shliach lohaylocha won't be able to say b'fananechta, b'fananechta. But if the husband appoints the shliach lohaylocha in New York, we wouldn't insist that the shliach lohaylocha has to take a plane or go by train to California to give it in person. The shliach lohaylocha will appoint the shliach sheni. And when he's appointing, the shliach sheni will be in California. Shalai b'fanach, he'll call him up on the telephone and he'll say, I appoint you as a shliach sheni. The din requires that the shliach lahaylocha should declare b'fananechta b'fananechta at the time that he gives over the get. Either the time that he's giving the get to the woman, either right before or right after he gives the get to the woman directly, or at the time that the get is yotzei mitachas yada, when he gives it to the shliach sheni. Then the shliach sheni gives the get to the ish, and he just says, shliach beznani, I was appointed as a shliach sheni to give the get with the approval of the bezn. He doesn't mean I'm a shliach of the bezna. The bezna has no ability to appoint a shliach to give a get. The husband has to maybe shilach v'shilcha. The husband has to make the shliach. Shliach rishon makes a shliach sheni. But he says shliach bezna, I was appointed as a shliach sheni to deliver the get with the approval of the bezna. How come the bezna approved it? He won't be able to say b'fananechta. The answer is the shliach rishon already said b'fananechta, b'fananechta. So the common practice has been for many centuries like that. That if the husband lives in one continent and the wife lives in a different continent, all the way far away, you don't require that the husband should go in person, or the husband shliach should go in person to give it to the isha. The husband can appoint the shliach rishon, the shliach rishon will appoint the shliach sheni, and then you send the get in the mail. You send the get in the mail, but the mailman is not Jewish, and the Gemara says that the shliach has to be Jewish. The answer is the mailman is not the shliach. The shliach sheni, the shliach rishon in New York appointed the shliach sheni in California, and the shliach sheni will give the get to the isha. The shliach rishon is Jewish, and the shliach sheni is Jewish. The nochri, the mailman, cannot serve as a shliach. He's ain't a b'taris git mikidushin. Of course, he cannot serve as a shliach. But over here, he's not even serving as a shliach. It's just a ma'aseh kof b'yalma. He's the mailman. He's just delivering the mail from the shliach rishon to the shliach sheni.
Why isn't that like a break in the lishma? If you hold out lishma is from the ksiba till the
Why same. Should there be a break in lishma?
The same way that we said if I planted in the ground after the chasima, before the nusina, or like Tosis says, shalei skapa shemira.
If they wrote a get and then they planted it and then they cut it off, so that's we did another ma'isa to the get. That the Gemara learns after the pasuk because of the nasan. If you do a ma'isa to the get in between the ksiva and the nesina, so then there's no tzirup between the ksiva and the nesina.
Says that a shchimira also, you should be zayir shalei skapel ben aksiva lenesina.
Right, the baal shouldn't lose his das. If the baal was a bar das at the time of ksiva, then it becomes a lab bar das. Then it becomes again a bar das. If the baal falls asleep in between the ksiva and the nesina, he is still a bardas. The shliach can give the get while the husband is sleeping. But if the husband becomes a lav bardas in between the ksivan and the sina, and at that time the shliach lailocha would not be able to deliver the get, like he did, because the husband is a lav bardas. Even though the husband becomes back again a bardas, So Tosfos says later on that that's no good. That's a lack of lishma. Because lishma means that there's a tzirah between the ksiva and the nesina. But over here, what's the problem? I send the get in the mail. What's the problem? The shliach rishon doesn't plan to go to California. The shliach rishon appoints a shliach sheni in California. So good. So I have a goyish mail.
That in itself is not a problem that the get is being transported by someone who's anti b'teres.
Most of it, we pass on la'alocha, that is not a problem. The Rosh quotes that many ga'onim were of the opinion that it is a problem. So they said that not only the shliach rishon and the shliach sheni have to be Jewish, the mailman who's delivering the get from the shliach rishon to the shliach sheni has to be Jewish as well. But for many years, that has not been the practice. One of the rabbonim, Tainid, about 20 years ago, one of the rabbonim from Eretz Yisrael was here for a year, Rabbi Shapiro, Rabbi Avram Shapiro's nephew, was here for a year. So he said, he doesn't understand. You go to the airport any day, there are 25 religious Jews going to Los Angeles. So why do we have to violate the Shita Sagan and go to the airport and pick a religious Jew? He's going to Los Angeles anyway. Not a Shaila, being Moitzi moment. It's a Shod, the Hefsid moment. What's the Hefsid moment? Go to the airport, and the Shliach Rishon should give the get to a religious Jew, who's so there won't be any problem of Tligit Magabi Karka. The Goyim said, no, it's a problem of Lishma. See, a problem of Lishma, would be if the Baal becomes a Gabra La Bardas in between Ksiv and Asina. So then the Taisa says later that that's a lack of Lishma. Lishma means that the Ksiv is Mitzurif to the Nesina. Ksiv can't be Mitzurif to the Nesina. There's a period of time in between when Al-Pidin, the husband was a La Bardas, wasn't able to give it again. Or another case where there's a lack of Tzirif between the Ksiv and Asina is Mechusa Maisa. The pasuk says, "V'kosav v'nasam v'lo v'kosav v'kotzatz v'nasam." So if you write the get on a big piece of paper, and then you cut it off, so you did another maisa. I cut off the get from the larger piece of paper. So I did another maisa to the get in between. But if I write a get here and then I go do business for a year and then I give the get, so there's no mechusa maisa. No other maisa was done to the get. The only time it's a mevatel the tzirif between the ksivan and the sina is when you did another maisa to the get. So the common practice is that we send the get in the mail. How does the shliach sheni know that this get was written in the shema? When the husband writes the get here and he gives it to the shliach rishon, the shliach rishon sitting the whole time, he sees they didn't switch the get. So he knows this is the get that was written in the shema. When they send it in the mail, how does the shliach sheni know that this get was written in the shema? So they call him up on the phone and they tell him simona. They tell him the get that we're sending in the mail has a lot of unique things to it. What are the unique things? So we tell him we punch holes in the get in three different places. So we tell him there's a hole on the fourth line on the 15th letter, there's a hole on the seventh line on the 10th letter, and there's a hole on the 14th line by the signature of the Adam. You have 12 lines and 2 lines of signatures. Yeah, there's a hole on the 14th line on the 5th letter. And we tell him what the 5th letter is and what the 16th letter was, what the 10th letter is. So we usually give simon. So that's how the shliach sheni knows to identify that this is the shliach rishon tells him. How does the shliach sheni ever know that the get was written in shmo? The shliach rishon tells him this is the get that was written in shmo. You go give it to the isha. So here, shliach rishon sends it in the mail. So how does the shliach sheni know that this is the get that was written in shmo? So when he sends it in the mail, he tells him on the telephone. He sends him a letter. And he says, "What the unique simonim are." In the days of the Gemara, they didn't have so many simonim. They used to put one nekev yesh b'tzad ois plani. Today, the minig is that they make 3 holes, 3 nekovim, and 3 different locations. Why do they make 3 nekovim? So apparently, it became such a standard practice to make a nekev in the get, whenever they send the get in the mail, so it's no longer a simon muvak. So we want to make sure that we have a simon muvak. So if you make 3 nekovim on 3 different lines, on 3 different letters, on the 4th line, you make it on the 15th letter. And on the 7th line, you make it on the 10th letter. And on the 14th line, you make it on the 5th letter. So that's already a simon muvik. If you'd only make one nekev, maybe it's no longer a simon muvik. Because maybe the common practice today is that whenever you send a get al yidei the mail, so it always has a nekev on it. So you can't just say, the get has a nekev. Get has a nekev on the 10th line. That's not enough. You have to be more specific. So that's the common practice. So the Rosh quotes the Goinim who are makbid, that it's an issue of tligita magabi karka. If you send the get in the mail, not only do you need nesine when the shliach sheni gives it to the isha, you shouldn't put it on the table and say tligita magabi karka. When the shliach rishon gives the get to the shliach sheni, it should be done al yedei nesine. He shouldn't give the Shlech Rishon shouldn't hand over the get to the Shlech Sheni, Boifen Shol Kligitach Magabi Karkas. If you send it in the mail, and a Goyish mailman is going to deliver it, that's going to be Kligitach Magabi Karkas. So Mikra, then we really don't hold like that Chumah. So that's why for many centuries the Minig was Lahakam. So that was the suggestion. Maybe we should start being Machmer on that. Is it proper to introduce Chumras and a get if for centuries we were Mekal on something? So the Gemara says on three lines in the bottom of Heyam and Beis, so that's not proper. To start introducing Chumras and a get of something, if a get is really no good, so then Rabbi Kivega said, you got to be Maitzila. You got to tell everybody that their mom's there. You got to tell them. Rabbi Kivega had a chiddush that he has in Hilchas Beis HaKnesses, printed on the bottom of the page in the big Shulchan Aruch, and he has it in his Tshuvas, that the only kinyan that's good by get is the Nasam B'Yodah, kinyan Yad. And then the Gemara says later in the last perek, Enle Eli Yodah, Chatzer, Minayim, Tam, Lama, V'Nasam, Mikomokam, Perek HaZorik, next to the last perek. So Yad is good and Chatzer is good. What about kinyan Hagboha? So kinyan Hagboha, what's the difference between Yad and Hagboha? So Rabbi Kivega writes, the Nesivis has this as well. If you hold like a diploma, you hold like this, so the part of the diploma in your hand is a kinyan Yad. The part that's sticking out to the right and the left, that's a kinyan Hagboha. So Rabbi Kivega has a chiddush that Hagboha is not acceptable. Tosis writes, Beferish, not so. Tosis Lady Megitten says, Hagboha is good, not only Yad and Chatzer is good, Hagboha and Mashiach are also good. So Rabbi Kivega has a chiddush that he thinks not like Tosis, Hagboha is no good. So the Melech, the husband gives the get to his wife like this, and it's half sticking out, so the woman is not Megureshes. So the minhag always was that's what they did. You fold up the get a little bit. But even after you fold it up, part of the get is still going to be sticking out of our hands. You don't fold it up so much. So Rabbi Kivega said, all those get are apostle, and all those children are mamzerim. Because of my chiddush. Ah, you're not allowed to be mighty la, like get na rishayim. He says, you're not allowed to be mighty la, shalai kedin. But this stuff kedin. He says, I'm right. Whenever it's kedin, so then you have to be mighty la. You have to let everybody know that it's not good. So the minhag olam is not like Rabbi Kivega on that. The minhag olam is that we fold up the get to be much smaller. Get is written on a big piece of paper, but we don't fold it up so tiny that the whole get is a munach terchayat. Part of the get is sticking out. If the get is just sticking out above her hand, that's not a problem. That's aver yad. So the Gemara says later in the later prokim that aver chotzer is good, so aver yad is good also. But if the get would be sticking out sideways, not above her hand, that's aver yad. Get is sticking out sideways, so that's not aver yad. Whatever's in the yad is yad. Whatever's sticking out sideways is hagboa. Rabbi Kivega claims that that's not acceptable. Yeah, this din in the Gemara that you're not allowed to introduce chumras. If it's so many centuries, we'll be sending the get in the mail, so we're not going to introduce the chumra now to stop sending it in the mail. So this din, not to be motzi lazal git narishanim, does this only apply to areas of yuchsin? Because if you'll be moitzi laws on Gitna Rishonim, you'll be declaring people as mamzerim, and they're really not mamzerim. And that's a special din. The kiddashta we should preserve. The kiddashta means you should preserve the yuchsin and klal Yisrael. But does it even apply to other areas of halacha as well? Not to introduce any chumris in later generations, not to be moitzi laws al Doris Rishonim. The Doris Rishonim did things properly, so we shouldn't introduce any chumris. So we've been introducing chumris all over the place.
It's impossible to pick up some of these animals and have the whole. And it's the only way you can do it is
what do you mean if he writes the get on the horn of a behemoth?
No, regular opinion on buck. Regular opinion.
Yeah, regular hagbo is good for being kind of a tautolin. Rabbi Kivega says hagbo is no good for a get. He says by get it says benasim biyoda, and the only thing that bim kaim yad is chotzer. But he claims hagbo is no good. Second parrot. So we don't follow Rabbi Kivega on this. We hold that hagbo mishicha good even by get. So some achrayim hold that this din shalol hotzilaz al daris arishanim doesn't only apply to nyani yuchsin. It applies in all areas, but that's not the common practice. Common practice, they introduce blood kosher all over, they're making all the mechitzas taller all over the country. People are being medactic on things that their parents and their grandparents were never medactic on. So apparently we have accepted this day in Achrenim, Shalom Lohotzi Laza Gitna Rishanim, is only in the area of Yuchsin. It's only a din because of the Kiddashta. That's a special din. Okay, Blinera, tomorrow we'll continue.
Regular
thank you.
Still a half hour out to listen to the oil. I'm not sure. You need to work several questions.